Dutch delight and Dutch delirium, absolutely. As all those bright orange Dutch shirts seem to be everywhere now because the Netherlands, yes, did defeat Uruguay, the last non-European team, and now the Dutch are advancing to the World Cup finals. And right at this moment, the German soccer machine is taking on Spain for the other spot in the championship match to be played this weekend in South Africa. So if we are talking about soccer, we must be talking to WBUR's Bill Littlefield, host of Only a Game. Good to see you again, Bill.
Oh, it's good to be here, Magna.
So there are only European teams left in this tournament, and I remember just a week or so ago, you and I were talking about how this seemed to be the rise of the South American tournament, but then suddenly Brazil, Uruguay, Chile, Argentina, one by one, they all fall.
Absolutely. It was hugely surprising, I think, to people who had seen especially how well Argentina had played earlier in the tournament, and they just got dismantled. Their defense got exposed once they played a team that was headed to the finals, or apparently headed to the finals. It's a bit surprising that it's two European teams, but you know, you look for a great final anyway.
And one of those European teams, of course, being the Netherlands, as we know, they haven't been to a World Cup final since the 1970s, 1978, I believe.
And have never won one, despite the fact that this is a team that's been highly regarded around the world forever. The inventors of total soccer, the blueprint for the modern game, some people would say, and yet they've never won. So there is high excitement from Amsterdam on down everywhere in the Netherlands. I've heard some wonderful stories about people mortgaging their homes and houseboats in order to try to get to South Africa for the final.
Oh, those tickets must be next to impossible to get right now. But, Bill, if I could just rewind a bit to that, for some people, heartbreaking game between Uruguay and Ghana, and that last-second handball by the Uruguayan player that prevented Ghana from getting its winning goal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it all depends on who you're rooting for. If you're rooting for Ghana, you don't think that someone should be rewarded for breaking the rules, sticking his hand up and preventing the ball from getting into the goal. And, of course, if you're rooting for Uruguay, you say, well, he did what any player would have done. The alternative was to lose the game right then. At least he postponed losing the game, forced the other team to hit a penalty shot, and of course that didn't happen, and Uruguay ended up winning the game. It's one of the oddities of soccer, obviously. In basketball, if you stick your hand in front of a ball as it's on the way down into the cylinder to score, that's 2 points for the shooting team. That's goaltending. The team that took the shot doesn't have to go to the foul line to get credit for those 2 points that you blocked away illegally. But soccer doesn't work that way, and at least the rules are the same for all the teams. I guess that's all you can say.
Well, on to what other sports media around the United States might be paying attention to. There's a little sport called basketball and a special on ESPN that's going to be airing tomorrow night.
The LeBron James Show, coming up on a station near you. An hour of television in order to let us know where LeBron James will next play basketball. And I just wonder if the 6 seconds that it will take LeBron to say, I'm going to stay in Cleveland, or I'm going to Chicago, or whatever it is he's going to say, will be followed by 59 minutes and 45 seconds of the fireplace log on the television screen that we sometimes see on Christmas Eve. I don't know what they're going to... Shakira, will she be there? The Rockettes? We don't know, but it'll be an hour of... All LeBron, all the time, I guess.
Does it seem like a little much to you?
No, it seems like a lot much to me. It seems utterly ridiculous to me.
And finally, Bill, we got to turn our attention right back here at home to the Red Sox, who seem to continue to fall apart, at least physically.
Yeah, the latest count is 11 players on the disabled list. I don't know if they're going for the record.
You could field a soccer team with that.
A very slow, injured soccer team, unfortunately. Kevin Youkilis, the latest to be injured with an ankle problem, which I gather is not, I hope, all that serious. But you have to give him credit for staying even close to the top of the league with the number of players who've gone down on that team this season.
WBUR's Bill Littlefield, he is host of NPR's Only a Game. You can hear his show every Saturday at 7 a.m. and again at 6 p.m. right here on WBUR. And you can also catch him here on Wednesdays with us on Radio Boston. Bill, thank you so much.
Thank you.